I needed a taxi for the next leg of my journey. It wasn't long before one of the battered yellow things rattled into view. I flagged it down and half expected to see the driver's feet shoot out the bottom of the car and skid along the road to break it. Instead, it coughed to a halt in front of me and stalled. In the driver's seat was a tiny, weather-beaten man. In the passenger seat was an equally tiny, equally weather-beaten woman. They looked two weather-beaten kids short of a family outing. I almost mistook her for a paying passenger until she began to bark at me in Spanish. Hell, I thought. Here goes. Santa Martha? Centro por animales? I inquired. The couple exchanged astonished looks. Hacienda Don Johnny? I tried. It was what I'd been told to say. The man squinted at me, as though checking I was not a mirage. Then he waved me towards the back seat. Finally! I opened the door and manhandled my rucksack inside. Both of them regarded it sourly. There was a creak of protest from the car's rear suspension, and I hadn't even gotten in yet. The driver craned his neck to look at me as I sat in and closed the door. He looked at me for quite some time. I started to feel a little self-conscious, and his head looked like it was going to fall off at any minute. Then he spoke, which must have been difficult with his windpipe twisted at such an angle. I was thrilled that I understood his question, though a little concerned about the need to answer it. "Where you want to go?" he'd asked. I tried again. "La Hacienda de Johnny Cordoba? Refugio des Animales?" I got a blank look. God damn it, I knew this would happen. "Ask for La Hacienda Don Johnny," Toby had told me. "They all know it." What a load of bollocks. As soon as I'd read that phrase, my blood had run cold. Just at the potential for complete disaster, inherent in relying on such a dubious piece of advice. Now I was stuck in a taxi, with no way of explaining my desired destination beyond repeating the same useless statement and shrugging my shoulders. "Hacienda de Don Johnny?" I said, and shrugged at him. Inside, I was starting to cry.